don't have to mute.
Yeah,
I don't mute. Mute.
Cal's fake muting.
See, now I'm unmuted.
Well, we should be live any moment.
Well, why are you...
Why?
Don't let him get to you.
And you can. And if you want, I guess.
He always gets to me.
He's a master rage baiter.
No, that's Weir, dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Weir's good at it. Weir's good at it.
So are you, but...
Oh, thank you. Okay.
I think we're live.
Hello, everyone. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, and welcome back to another episode of Talkin' Yu-Gi-Oh! The Chronicles. This is episode 7, Kit and Kabuti, obviously referencing the treasure that was found, or, you know, the treasure hunter element of the Springens of this episode. The 7th episode of The Chronicles, but the 5th of 6 episodes of the branded Albaz story of White Lore that is coming to an end next month. We are very, very excited to be with you on a Wednesday night. We did not have a stream last week. My apologies there. As I was moving into a new place, had to get the internet up and running, and it just took a little longer than anticipated. But we're pumped to be back. And I've got a great group of guys ready to dive in to episode 5 of the Branded Chronicles. Dak, I'm going to start with you, man. Dak, how are you doing today, bro, on a Wednesday night?
I'm good. Thanks. How are you doing? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing good. Dak, it's a pleasure to have you as always, man. We got Calibro in the top right, Cal Breezy, Calzone. Calibro, what are you doing, my man? How are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm actually doing a podcast right now with some of the boys. No, I'm doing well, man. I'm happy to be here. Excited to talk a little bit of Chronicles with the guys. So, yeah. And also talk to everybody over in chat. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, dude. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be back streaming, hanging out with you guys, hanging out with the community. It's always a really, really fun time. And then, of course, the man in the bottom right, Dredger, a.k.a. Dredgenator, a.k.a. the Jacked Terminator. Dredge, how you doing, my man?
Oh, those never get old. I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Dredge, you were not on last episode of The Chronicles, right? Which was on October 1st. Okay, so it's great to have you back. And then, of course, Nick T not able to make it. Pete might be able to make it. If Pete had like an appointment, he said he might be able to. If he's able to make it, we can switch over to a 5-person view. So I'm sure Pete knows that, and hopefully he'll be able to jump in if, you know, his life allows him to, because I know he had some things going on tonight. But if, and sometimes Pete, and actually I have chat up, usually we don't. Pete, I can very easily switch to the 5-person view, so jump in whenever you want. You're totally good to jump in. I have it preset for 5, so it's not going to screw it up. It'll screw it up for a second, but then I'll switch over. So, cool. Hopefully, we'll be getting Pete in. I'm going to move the chat out of the way. And listen, shout out to everybody here, man. And I think it's time to begin. Time to talk about episode 5 here of the Albaz Lore. Do any of you young gentlemen want to start?
We're all older than you, so that statement doesn't track.
Yeah, we're all young, man.
The youngest person here.
Yeah, youngest person.
Sorry, I think it was just get thrown back to you, my guy.
Yep.
That was good. All right, that was good. listen, episode 5 of The Chronicles. I'll be honest, I thought it was actually very enjoyable. I thought the episode had some really good characterization, seeing Kit. Her personality, very, very kind of bubbly personality there, was very fun. Loved the moments between her and Ecclesia. Obviously, we get a little bit of the Springens lore here, them being treasure hunters and them trying to, you know, transport Albaz to a very safe spot. The race that they did, of course, winning the race was really, really cool. And then I thought the episode ended on a really interesting cliffhanger with that worm. You know, Calibur made a great point. Is this like going to tie into the Dune lore? Obviously, you guys know Dune has had 2 movies. It looks very similar.
Like the Dune worm.
No, and I had to say, because I wasn't sure if you were actually going to say it or not, but I thought it was a great call. We might have like a Yu-Gi-Oh! Dune crossover here, which, listen, they just did it with Neymar, so maybe like that's something that they're going to try to branch into. We'll see if Timothée Chalamet is going to be appearing in one of these episodes. But ultimately, I thought it was a very, very good episode. I thought it was a fun episode. And yeah, I really did like the characterization of Kit. I thought it was really cool seeing her and of the Springens in general. And I'm excited to see what I imagine is going to be the final battle, because we have one episode left between this sandworm, this long worm, dude, this sandworm demon and Albaz. And I'm very, very excited to see that fight play out next week, because we've had a couple episodes here, guys, of, you know, not really that like boom, boom, boom action that Sky Striker was all about, right? We said it was farming aura moments, and that was it. And then it was like, the start of the Albaz stuff was also very, you know, bang, bang, bang action with the fighting between Tri Brigade and, the Dogmatica ace. So, like, I'm very, very interested to see the final fight scene, because we've had a little bit of a step down from those scenes. Not in terms of quality, by the way. I think the episodes have been fine without, like, it being total action and fighting. But I'm excited to see what I would imagine, as someone who does not really know the Albaz lore all that well, the fight scene here between Albaz, who I imagine is going to go into his dragon form, and the worm monster, Gorgonzola. Something along those lines. I usually write down the names. What did you say, Cal?
Isn't Gorgonzola a type of cheese?
Gorgonzola is a type of cheese, so that's probably not what this worm... Gondola? I don't remember. It's something like that. It's not far. It's not far from Gorgonzola. But yes, those were my thoughts. I actually like the episode quite a bit. Again, I'm not going to get into the whole...
It's Golgonda is what Chad is.
Golgonda, Chappie and Clutch, Golgonda. Thank you, Chad. Gorgonzola, Golgonda. Not horribly far
close
away.
Close enough. But, yeah, close. Like you said Gorgonzola, and it's like I was like, that's a cheese for sure.
Gondola, Gongola. Yeah, okay. So Gongola, you said Golgana, Gongola. What do you say?
Golgonda.
Golgonda. Okay. Well, I'm happy to see the fight between Albaz and Golgana.
You'll get it eventually.
Okay. Cal Breezy, we'll start with you, man. I don't want to just repeat the things that I've said for six episodes now about the product as a whole is what it is. But in a vacuum, I like the episode a lot. Cal, what did you think of the episode?
I actually really liked it. And it's one of those things that almost makes me mad again about the length, because...
Fully agree.
I was like encapsulated. Like I was ready to keep watching, and then it ends. And I know that's a similar critique than what I've had in the past, but that's a good thing in terms of quality. Like, I thought it was a good episode. It was nice for them to, like, reintroduce themselves and say their names and kind of, like, refresh. Because I feel like at least in the Sky Striker ones, like, they didn't, like, introduce each other. The one was just like, oh, Rose, and then said the other names. And, like, and then they're like, oh, who were you? And they say, oh, well, this is what I am, and this is... who the Springens are. And I'm like, okay, like I'm getting a little background here. They're building the lore. Like, I don't know. It just felt more complete to me, I think. And I liked it. I thought the context of it was good. Obviously the animation has always, I think, been pretty good. I really did. This might have been like my favorite, and it might be a lot to do with my now expectation of what's going to come, because they did leave on a good cliffhanger.
It's so funny you say that, because
the Dune Worm, as you say.
The Dune Worm. I also felt like this was maybe my favorite episode of the Chronicles as well. So I'm happy that you feel similarly. And yeah, I think it was Pete or Nick T. Somebody said it last episode where it's like, I think it was Pete, where it's like, man, you can see so much potential with this this series, where like if it was a little longer, more consistent, or released even differently, where maybe... every 3 to 4 months, they released a long 25 to 30 minute episode. It feels like there's better ways to distribute a product like this, but the animation is always so good. The music is usually really good. And like, it's good. It's just like, again, it being so short and infrequent is what is tough for a lot of people, including... I know me and you, Cal, but
I almost think that, and not to cut you off.
No, you're good.
I feel like it would almost have been better if they had completed all of what they were going to do for, say, you know, Albaz, right? This whole line that we're in right now. and then released it weekly instead of waiting every month to do it. I would almost rather waited like 3 months to then get, you know, 4 episodes where there's no release until. So like when they started, instead of saying we're gonna do it once a month, be like, hey, we're gonna release the Sky Striker in 2 months. We're gonna release the whole thing. And then, or even we're gonna release it then in back-to-back weeks so that you're not waiting that month to watch the next 7 minutes. You know what I mean? I feel like I would have liked that better.
Yeah, and maybe instead of 6 episodes, like for Albaz specifically, they did 4, like 10-minute episodes, and it was weekly releases. Yeah, I feel like there was a better way to release this.
It's really just the distance between episodes, because I think even at the 6 to 7 minutes, if it was weekly, you'd get more invested because you're seeing it every week.
6, 7. Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. That was good, Cal. Like
you did that.
I did not do that on purpose.
I think he did.
I feel like indirectly your brain did.
My brain did.
Dredge, you were not here, obviously, last week, but I'd love to know your thoughts. If you want to quickly talk about last week, you can, or last month. I keep saying last week. Last month. This episode, you can, but you don't have to. I mean, just your thoughts now that we are approaching the end here of Albaz.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a big proponent of the Chronicles and what it's supposed to be, a short promotional anime series. I do think that this, you know, we've asked for lore animes for a long time. I do wish, as Cal said, that it was either more grouped together or this was done honestly as its own thing and not being used for a promotional series. I think it would do better like that instead. But that being said, I still think the animation is good. I love the storytelling. I think you're seeing it now. You know, Sky Striker was rough. You didn't get a story. It was just action. We're understanding, you know, that Cal and Dill all said that the characters are reintroducing themselves to start the episode. We're not getting as much recaps in each episode. So yeah, definitely very positive, and I've been positive on it. And again, because it's just a short promotional, it's unfortunate we're only going to get these 6-7 minutes every month. And I wish it was done as its own lore anime. I think it would excel as its own lore anime series, even if it was like, you know, 1 episode every month at like 20, you know, 25 minutes, however much it may be. But yeah, big proponent. I enjoy it. I like it. But you know, there's only so much you can talk about 7 minutes every month. So
yeah, I mean, it's well said, Dak. You would love to know your thoughts and just kind of how you're feeling. And you can also talk because you know the branded lore a little bit, right, beyond what we've seen in the Chronicles.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit here and there. Definitely not an expert by any means because there's so much of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Well, that was going to be kind of my point. I mean, because Caliber and Dredger don't really know anything regarding the branded lore. I mean, there is no way, from what I understand, and that's why I kept you for last year, because I wanted to kind of ask not only your thoughts, but there's no way they can wrap up the rest of the branded lore in one more episode, right? There's no way that can happen.
No, excuse me. No, definitely not. Not the full lore, especially not with how short the episodes are. I mean, I remember it was a couple of years ago at this point, someone made something on Reddit that I was reading, when I was looking into some of the lore, like a while ago, and it was like an 18-page document of just lore, like covering it. And that was years ago. So that's not even counting like the different expanded, you know, elements and everything that have come out since then. I mean, definitely there's a lot more, I think, to it. I would argue we're probably, maybe if you kind of give it a nice overview, maybe pushing kind of that halfway-ish point at most. And that's obviously still barely scratching the surface. I think the episodes are doing a good job of kind of like teasing it out there and kind of hitting the super like main and points that most people would know. Or even as like Exodus, we're kind of in like, you know, the first act really of kind of the lore, you know, we're kind of like really kind of, you know, just getting into a lot of it with how deep it is, how many different branches it has, how many different kind of twists and turns, you know, kind of all around, you know, kind of come along the way. So, I mean, definitely there's a lot more that they could be doing with it if they're going to keep the Chronicles going. You know, kind of beyond Charmers and what we know of. I mean, it'd be nice to see them kind of do maybe, you know, almost a season 2 kind of Brandon and kind of keep things going with it. You know, give it another 6-8 episodes and kind of keep that one going, especially as they're continuing to improve things. Because, I mean, this episode I do think is still another step in that right direction. Things are getting a little bit better. They're getting a little more,
struggling, dude.
You know, more, you know, better with music, with animation. You know, they obviously the dialogue has been improving. You know, definitely the characters, you know, it's, you know, like you said, you know, they're skipping a lot of those recaps. They are giving quick little, like, hey, you know, reintroductions and things so that people can jump in really at any point, but they can still be able to enjoy without having to full on jump back and have, you know, the One Piece where first 10 minutes of your episode are all flashbacks or whatever. You know, and, you know, I mean, but even with that, they're still just short, you know, like they're catching me. It's got my attention. I'll sit there and watch through it and I'm waiting for more things to happen. And then suddenly credits roll.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, all right, well, yep. Where's the rest of it? And then, you know, it disappears for the next month. But, you know, I mean, there was a lot of cool points that I would have loved to see expanded. I would have loved to have seen more of the race and not just kind of like, all right, we're going to race. And then, you know, kind of cut to like, we win. You know, there would have been cool to see more like, you know, those types of things or like, you know, kind of maybe them, like, you know, even a short, like, little thing of them teaching, like, how to actually control, you know, like, the, you know, the, like, little ship or, you know, and actually do the race. You know, you could have a little, you know, comedy moments there. Like, I can see where, like, if it was spread out, where they could make it work in a lot of those different areas. But there's just, yeah, not a, there's a lot more room left for compared to what it could be.
Well, Dash, I want to bounce off of what you said. Also, hi, Liza. When I watched the race the first time, like that part of it, I thought I looked away and missed it, so I rewinded. I'm not even kidding. I was like, oh crap, like I must have just looked away at something and now I have to look again. And then I went back, I'm like, oh no, it was just that one little bit. And I'm like, yeah, I just assumed when they said race it was gonna be like the majority of the episode.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I was pretty much in the same kind of boat. I was like, oh, all right, well, I guess I blinked and missed it, and then, you know, there's nothing. I was like, all right, well, cool.
Yeah.
And we win the treasure, and then, you know, it's like, all right, cool, well, at least they won, and then suddenly, all right, here's the monster and credits.
Great. Giant worm.
Yeah, here's the worm, and goodbye.
Yeah.
See you next one.
Could you have imagined, and this always is, like, the top comment every time I look at the Chronicles, like, YouTube comments, which I actually have not done for this most recent episode, but everybody's like, man, we deserved a whole movie on the branded lore. Could you imagine if all of this, and obviously there's still a lot of, you know, X-Layer himself, who's very familiar with that lore, saying we're only in Act 1. I'd have to add up the time, but I would imagine we've probably seen about 20, 25 minutes, if I had to guess.
Of
Branded?
Branded? Branded's probably closer to 27, 28 almost, realistically.
Well, if it's about 6 minutes an episode, and there's been what?
Five? But I want to say those first two episodes were pretty short.
But there
short.
Was one that was like six. There's one that was six. There's like two or six and a half. So, like, if you really want to be technical, it's
average
by at least
five,
25.
Make it 25 minutes, yeah.
I would say at least 25, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I said 20 to 25. So, yeah.
No, you're not. No,
yeah, but
20 right.
25 is implying it's closer to 20 than 20.
Well, no, I was just saying 25. It's in that range.
You know what? Just for that, I'm going to go count them right now because now we're doing
Dredge, count them and make sure you take off like 45 seconds.
I'm going to take out 40. I'm going to take out 45 seconds off each one. I'm on it.
Okay, so Dredger's on it. That's what. Thank you, Dredge. That's what he's going to do. Uh-huh. But I imagine we're probably about 25 minutes, I think, is probably a good estimate. 25 minutes through. It'll probably be maybe like 30 minutes around that point when it's all said and done based on what November's final episode would be. And this is the first act. Each act is 30 minutes. You give us a 90-minute movie. How freaking cool would that have been? Like, I just feel like that would have been freaking so freaking awesome. And I don't know. I just think that would have been really, really cool. And, like, I look at some of the things they've done, and I look at the Chronicles. And, again, I think the concept of a Yu-Gi-Oh! Lore anime is really cool. I'm actually someone who, while maybe I'm not, like, you know, in love with the way that the Chronicles has, they've gone about the Chronicles. I think the concept is really cool. I think the animation's great. I think the fact that we're getting some sort of lore series is really cool, and has a crazy amount of potential for sure. But I would have rather them, like, done a branded movie. I would have rather them done an Albaz movie. And I think of the GX disaster that they're doing as well over in Japan, where, you know, they're basically taking those episodes and stretching it to 1280. Can you give us like a 20 to 30 minute GX OVA instead of that? Can you animate the Yu-Gi-Oh! GX manga? Like, there's cooler ways to do the things that they have been doing this year in terms of either rolling it out and executionally or just a different way to honor the series. And, you know, not with the Chronicles, but with the GX disaster. You know, they took the, in my opinion, the laziest and cheapest way to honor the 20 years of GX. That doesn't honor it. I mean, come on, give me a break. That doesn't
honor it. So in the 5 episodes combined, minusing 45 seconds from each one, there is approximately 31 minutes of content.
I'm surprised by that. I am surprised by that. Well, thank you, Judger, for doing
the
research.
Well, because one of them was 7:57. That's why.
Wow.
So that one's 7:15. So 7:12 are being really technical.
Yeah.
That's the one that really pushed it. And then the other one was 6:57. So they've all been like, the first two you were correct, though. The first one was about, I think, 5:55. And the second was like 6:20. So those are like in the fives, but it was that 7 and that those 2 sixes that really brought it up.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dredge, for the fact check there. So when this episode 6 is over, it'll be a little below 40 minutes. It'll be a little below 40 minutes. So yeah it would have been like a 2-hour movie. I mean, that's a pretty fair movie runtime. Like less than Dark Side of Dimensions was. And that would have been the whole branded lore. Like, dude, I think that would have been so cool.
Not only would that have been awesome that it would have been like a 2-hour movie to do like the whole, to cover the branded lore, right? It also, like, if they just had announced, hey, this is what we're doing, it's coming out in 2026, we wouldn't even be mad.
No.
Like, you would be like, hell yeah, they're bringing out a movie on this. And then you'd be like, well, now we have to start getting into the lore so everybody knows what's going on. And like, could just start talking about that the entire time while we're waiting, you know?
Yeah, I genuinely think it would have been absolutely incredible. And it's a shame that that's not the route that they went, because, as you said, like, sure, they wouldn't have done anything for Skystriker. I guess they wouldn't have done anything for Charmers as well. But like, if they just put all their time into a full 90 to 120 minute branded, like, lore movie, that's what people wanted for the longest time. They wanted a Yu-Gi-Oh! Lore anime. In a lot of people's minds, a Yu-Gi-Oh! Lore anime was like what the weekly anime was, right? 20 minutes a week. But if they dropped that, I think that would have been a really, really cool way to distribute a Yu-Gi-Oh! Lore series. And like, again, I will say it, I think we all kind of feel that way. Like, the potential is there. I mean, for, you know, Dredger says it all the time, it is a short promotional series. And for what it is, it's really cool.
Good.
Like, it is. Like, the animation is good.
It's the issue really becomes is something like Branded, it needs more than this. This isn't enough for Branded. Like, it's just as simple as that.
Right. Well, that's the other issue for that lore. Yeah.
And their handling of Skystriker was just poor, to say it politely. It's just not well.
If you're a Skystriker fan and you didn't check out those two episodes and you came to me and you said, Dylan, I'm so excited, I'm going to watch the Skystriker episodes tonight, I'd say, hey, please don't. Like, don't do that to yourself. It's That was poor.
Save yourself the 7 minutes.
The Skystriker stuff was rough, but they've definitely made a massive improvement with Albaz. But again, the issue with Albaz is, hey, like, there's so much more that needs to be done here. And we're going to obviously stop after, you know, either at the end of Act 1 or partially into Act 1. And who knows? I mean, like, a lot of people have been theorizing, oh, I'm sure we'll get more Branded, you know, in 2026, 2027 with the Chronicles. That's not a guarantee. Like, nobody can guarantee that we're going to get a continuation of the anime storyline here. I hope we do, but like, that's not guaranteed. Like, that's why I also think just one big movie for this would have been for one of their most popular and iconic lore storylines would have been a really, really fitting way to promote the lore. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, we always kind of...
You get so much more leeway with a movie. Like, so it's like, I know you always think, like, people always say, like, when you'd be like, oh, I want a Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie, right? And then you would be like, ah, like, everybody's like, no, you're crazy, they're never going to do a movie. But, like, a movie's, like, doing maybe 5 episodes of the show, and you have so much time to do it. So, like, announcing a movie technically should be a smaller project than the actual weekly anime.
Yeah, you would, and you know, it doesn't need to come out in theaters, right? It could just be like a sort of home release.
Site, you know, Konami Plus, $5 a month, release it on there.
Hey, that was my suggestion today.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, look at that.
I appreciate you watching the stream. Oh, here he is. All right.
Sorry, I was in the office today.
No, that's all right. All right, we've got the addition. Oh, we're switching to the five box.
I'm split in two.
Pete is here. We're just waiting for the camera to load in, and then Pete will be joining us. He'll be giving his thoughts. I'm sure he's got, well, actually, I really don't know if he has a lot to say, but he definitely has something to say. And, you know, he will be joining us here as soon as he
give us some loads in.
Absolutely. But, yeah, we'd love to know his thoughts on this most recent episode because we were all pretty high on it. And, that'll be good. But it seems like Pete is having some camera issues. But if we can hear his audio, we don't necessarily need his camera. We can, the audio will work. But while Pete is getting the tech stuff on his edge fixed, do we want to go through any donations or super chats?
Yeah. I think Cal's got a couple.
Cal Breezy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll start it up. Vroom, vroom, start it up. I myself have been a member at Slice for 70 months.
70 months, man. You and Kay, you guys are the member goats. 70 months. Thank you for that support, dude. I mean, that seriously means the world. Thank you, dude.
Of course. And the comment I left simply was, wow, this guy is a great Yugi-tuber.
Well, listen, one of the Pulse comments that we will be doing on the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show next week, I obviously shared it with you guys in the Discord. Usually I do not look in that tab. Because I like to be surprised by the comments, but this is one I found because the person added me in it. Felt the video I uploaded today was extremely entitled. I was extremely entitled in that video, which am I desperate? I'd use that word, yes. But I don't know if I'd use the word entitled. But you know, we will break that down in the Pulse. But just to Cal's point, there are clearly a lot of people. It's funny. Because I posted that, and Cal, your response was like, damn, this person hates you.
Hates you, yeah.
And I was going to respond on Twitter, and I was like, you know what? We'll run it for the Pulse. It's more entertaining for everyone that way. Yeah. But Cal, great Yugi-tuber. Yeah. Thank you, Cal. I appreciate you, my man. Yeah. Thank you, dude.
Of course. We got a $5 donation from Ice Aiden.
Ice Aiden. Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Ice.
Hello, Yugi Bros. Why do I always forget the new episodes come out? Dill wants to finish the story to get a new series of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Well, nice. Ice Aiden, first of all, thank you so much for the super chat. I don't think you're not the only person that kind of forgets when the episodes drop because they're just too infrequent to like always remember unless you're like super, super into it, in my opinion. But that being said, I am going to actually push back on that a little bit. Ice Aiden kind of said, Dill wants the story to finish so we can get a new series of Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm going to push back on that, and I've said this the whole time. In my mind, Ice Aiden, there is no reason why we can't have a short lore series along with a regular seasonal or weekly anime. There is no reason why that can't happen. So I do push back on that a little bit, Ice Aiden, because I am fully of the belief that we should have both, and there's no reason why we shouldn't have both. And you know what? If Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime was going to be seasonal, we just saw One Piece go to seasonal. If Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime was going to be seasonal and was going to be 26 episodes a year, the other 6 months of the year when the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, the card game anime I'm talking about, is taking a break, that's when you can run the Chronicles. Like, there's definitely things they can do. I don't think it's a situation of one or the other. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try something. I'm going to go to my live scene. I'm going to end the Discord call. I'm going to retry, and we'll see if that will work for King Pete. So I'm going to end the call, and then I'm going to recall. So I'm ending the call. I'm going to resend the call out. You're going to see a weird screen here. I've got to reset this. For those that don't know, this actually always happens.
The green screen.
If you load a Discord call, it always the Streamlabs view always goes green. So we are going to try to load in Pete again. We are back to the 5 cam. Pete is, or actually we're on the 4 Pete, cam. Pete, I don't think has answered yet. And yeah, I'm not sure, but we'll.
That king.
All right, let's see if Pete comes in. Let's see. Could just be a Discord error, but we'll see if.
I like how when he comes in on like the stream, it just cuts me in half.
Four o'clock. It does cut you in half for a little bit. But yeah, you know, we just got news, of course, One Piece, the great legendary One Piece, you know, as switched to weekly and or switched to seasonal, excuse me. Like if Yu-Gi-Oh card game anime was going to come back, if it has to be seasonal, it has to be seasonal. Like it is what it is.
Dude, I think seasonal is so like, okay.
I'm fine with it. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm fine with that.
Greatly. I mean,
that's how TV's consumed like most like mostly now anyway, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately we are having some tech issues here, unfortunately. Not sure why that is, but we'll see if Pete is able to get in a little bit, but we do apologize for the tech issues. Listen, Ice Aiden, thank you so much for the super chat. I greatly appreciate you. Thank you, Ice Aiden.
Yes, we will move along to $5 from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you.
Kevin said, who do y'all think would win in a duel between Aster Phoenix and Shay Obsidian?
It's a great question. It's a question that actually only I can answer because none of Dak, of course, Dak. What am I talking about?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Of course, Dak. You know what? Just for that, screw up. I'll let Dak go first.
Wow. Shay.
I agree. By the way, yeah, I can't pick Aster after what he did with me on Tag Force. I can't pick Aster.
I was just going to ask, is Aster the guy from
yes,
Tag Force?
Yes.
It's a biased answer, but...
And Shay is the one that uses the Raid Raptor deck.
Correct.
Yes. Just for that reason, I would pick Shay.
Well, yeah, you exactly play Raid Raptors in MD, yeah.
Raid Raptors are fun. Raid Raptors, dude, it's kind of broken. If you just keep summoning more and more, but it doesn't stop.
Yeah. I think GX, like Aster... is not a bad duelist, but I would
give Aster isn't.
Well, Arc 5 Aster is a fool. I mean, really. Although it is kind of funny, right? Because he did get a draw off of Yuya, which is a pretty decent result. But yeah, you know, a fool. I'm gonna go Shay. I'll go Shay. I have to. This is the beautiful thing about watching my parents' dog. I believe I have to let Liza out. So I am going to leave the camera for about 2 minutes to let her out. And can you guys keep the dialogue going for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll try my best.
Yeah,
there are three streamers. I think they'll be fine. All right, I'll be right back. And don't read any more super chats. I'll be right back. If you want to talk about, I mean, listen, I uploaded a video today talking about how we're 50 days from Jump Festa. I doubt your guys' opinions have really changed all that much. I mean, we talked about it literally a couple of weeks ago. But if you guys have anything you want to add about how you're feeling, go right ahead. I will be right back, ladies and gents.
Okay, sounds good. Good luck.
All right, now that he's gone.
Don't fall in.
Let's do the Yu-Gi-Oh! Nothing podcast. Let's do it.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Nothing podcast. I just like that Dylan called me a streamer. Yeah, I felt that.
You don't even stream.
You stream? Yeah.
I used to stream
once in the last year.
I used to stream every day for like in like 2021 and 2020. Like, those were good days.
Yeah, that was also 4 years ago. That was
It was a long time ago. Fun times, fun times. Do you guys have any thoughts on Jump Festa? Chat, do you guys have any thoughts on Jump Festa? I personally don't think we're getting anything, but I'm praying to the Lord that we do.
Yeah, it sounds right. I mean, it's
in terms
of
a show. I don't want to say any other content because I believe that if you gave Konami Animation like a year and a half, they could put together a movie.
I mean, again, I think Konami Animation has shown that they're capable of doing a lot. It's just a matter of their funding and what Konami wants to do. Does Konami really believe they need more Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime products, whether it be an anime, a movie, a lore anime, whatever it is? Do they need it to continue their growth?
I do feel if that they decided to run like a consumer poll to like Yu-Gi-Oh fans or Yu-Gi-Oh customers or even Konami like customers, I feel like it would be a overwhelming majority of people would say yes, you should make another one, like, or yes, you should bring something else out. Now financially, that doesn't mean it's automatically going to do really well, but if you have a fan base and you kind of know what they want, giving them what they want is usually a good idea.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Konami is one that they tend not to worry about that as long as they're making money. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, but I guess. In the,
I know what you're saying, and I agree.
In terms of
that
the game, in terms of the game, it might not change it. But at the same time, if you introduce new cards, new
Cal,
whatever,
you can
that brings more money.
Cal, you can
it's
say
very
this,
easy.
You can again say it so you're blue in the face. I agree with you. I understand what you're saying. I'm just telling you, Konami don't agree with you and don't understand what you're saying.
I should, you know, I really should have went and had a meeting at the Konami building.
I think that would have helped if they talked to the financial guru. That would have gave him some ideas.
Do you have any? Yeah. And I genuinely mean this. Like, let's pretend we're not talking to any in front of anyone right now. Do you have any potential connections to like Konami? Oh.
Me?
Yes, or anybody you know. Anybody you know.
Oh boy.
It depends. Because it would be me then asking you, Dylan, do you have any?
There it is.
we know you got Shin Yoshida on speed dial, so.
Yeah, why don't we call up Shin real quick and see what Shin's up.
Shin is not answering my texts anymore.
Oh boy. Shin's kind of over you.
Yoshida-san is not answering my texts.
Yeah, so to answer your question, it all depends on your answer to that question.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you would be my liaison.
Okay, well, I mean, that's fair. That's very fair. We have a donation from Dark Emperor J. Dark Emperor, thank you so much for the $2 donation. Random question. Do you have any crazy Halloween stories from your childhood or high school years? I think the craziest is when we forked Calibur's lawn, but that's like the only thing. And then my lawn got forked one Halloween season. So then I had to pick up all the forks from. For those that don't know what forking is, it's a very harmless way to basically annoy and irritate your friends or the homeowners. You basically get like 100 plastic forks and you stick them in the ground. And so that when in the morning, you know, it's kind of like throwing toilet paper at someone's home, but it's a more like, you know, benefit. It's an easier and less messy way to do that. So then when Calibur would open his door in the morning, he would come out and see hundreds of forks on his front lawn.
Yes, and then I would have to pull them out of the ground, but because it got cold overnight, they kind of got stuck in there. When you try to pull them out, the forks would then break, so then you would have half-broken forks in the lawn.
What a time to be
alive. You would then have
what
to try
play.
And dig out of the lawn.
What a play, dude. Yeah. Wow. That was wild. I actually have a really good Halloween memory with Calibro. It was the year we actually got a snowstorm on Halloween. Me and him were at a Halloween party the night before, I believe. We went home back to Cal's, but we were going to the Giants game, and it was like,
oh yeah,
it had snowed a shit ton. It was like 30 days. We were freezing. There's a picture of me and him at the game. That was
in the parking lot next to the mound of snow.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That was a good Halloween memory for sure. That was crazy. I couldn't believe that. That was wild.
I do remember that. We went in. I had the crazy ski hat on, like over my beanie that had all the things.
Dude, it was cold, bro. Me and you were I don't know who we had. Dana, is that who it was?
I think it was.
I think,
yeah.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and that
crazy.
That was probably 20.
Oh God, dude.
2010.
2010 sounds right. 2010 or maybe 11, but probably
that
2010.
That was probably 15 years ago. If you want
yeah,
to really think about
that was a good one though. That was a fun time.
Yeah, no, that was. And Giants games are always fun. Just like when we went to the Giants Jets game on Christmas Eve though.
Oh,
come
God,
on. Don't mention that game, dude.
That was rough.
I don't care that the Jets have beaten the Giants the next three games after that. That game ruined Jets-Giants for me to the point where there is no sporting game I look least forward to than when the Jets play the Giants. And that's true for the last 3 years. I'd rather play the Patriots. I would rather play any team as a Jets or even a Mets fan than the New York Football Giants. And by the way, I think we play you guys next year, right?
We do.
Yeah.
And
so
guess where we're going?
I'm not going. Calibur tried to drag me because we live together. Tried to drag me to that Zach Wilson Daniel Jones shootout a few years ago, and I.
Whoa, wasn't it Tommy DeVito?
Tommy DeVito, my apologies.
Tommy Cutlass.
And I refused to go. I told him I am not going. I will never go to another Jets-Giants game. And like the anxiety that I have leading up to those games, I dread playing the Giants. There's no team I hate more.
That might have been the worst football game I've ever watched.
There's no team I hate playing more. I don't actually hate the Giants, but I just have a lot of anxiety leading up to those games.
Dylan, I got a good question for
that's
you.
That's like a high school thing, I feel like, that just never left you. Because, like, you, there was a lot of, outside of myself, I will say I was annoying, but not the most annoying Giants fan. There were people that made you not like the Giants.
Well, Eric Lee, we can say his name.
You had a Dez Bryant t-shirt.
I know. Wild. And by the way, I would never wear a Cowboys. Dude, I had a Philadelphia Eagles t-shirt as well.
Yeah, you really were not happy.
You know what it really was, though, as I'm now older? It really was not only, obviously, that you're in such close vicinity with Giants fans when you're in middle school and high school, but it was just complete jealousy. During those high school years, I had to watch you guys win two Super Bowls on these, like, on you could argue one of them was the most improbable, greatest playoff run in the history of the NFL. And I had to watch. You could argue when they were a wild card team. Yeah. You absolutely could argue.
They were a wild card team both times. But yes, the first time.
Well, the one time where they had to go to Lambeau and Dallas. It was unbelievable. And then the Patriots, it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But like now I have really no issues at all with the Giants. And I haven't for years.
You haven't in 12 years because we've been the two worst teams in football.
No, I mean, when you guys played the Vikings, I was happy that you guys won. I was rooting for you guys. I was rooting for you guys against the Eagles in the divisional round. Remember, we were all at the house. DJ was sitting on the couch. DJ said some things, man.
I wasn't there for that. I don't know why I wasn't at
you were watching with someone else. You're watching your brother, Lou, or somebody.
Oh, I think I was with my brother. I think you're right.
Yeah. But Dylan, question for you. So we have daylight savings time this weekend. So we've had some questions.
What?
So you're So basically, what happens is it's fall back, meaning I'm pretty sure when the clock hits, supposed to hit 2 a.m., it'll go back to 1:01. So the question is your 24 hour stream going to end at 2 p.m. Sunday or 1 p.m. Sunday? Because 1 p.m. Sunday would technically be a 24 hour stream.
Yeah. So actually, I think you have to go 25.
I don't think it's 25.
I think 24.
Just said it like it was such a matter of fact. Like, dude,
yeah, right?
shut up.
What a guy.
I'm actually shocked by that. I did not know that daylight savings time was still a thing. Yeah. I thought it was something that we got rid of.
It was supposed to be, but they
okay.
Yeah,
you
go.
I thought we got rid of it like 3 years ago. I'm not even kidding. If you asked me,
guys,
when is the last time we celebrated daylight savings, I would have said.
Don't celebrate it.
Was that the last time you had a job?
So you just switch your clock. You don't celebrate it. Like you just...
And half the time it does it automatically.
Maybe celebration is not the right word. Observe. Observe.
Sure.
Observe.
We observe it.
Follow. How about just simply follow daylight savings time?
But why don't we celebrate? We celebrate New Year's Eve. When the clock strikes midnight,
it's the start of a new year.
But we're celebrating the clock striking.
Do you know what daylight savings was for?
Daylight savings was for farming.
Yes, to have the most amount of sunlight in the warmest parts of the day.
Yeah.
And have sunlight.
So your home state.
No, it was a huge benefit for my home state. Yeah.
But nowadays, it just really doesn't matter anymore, and a lot of countries don't do it.
Oh, okay.
It's just. We do.
So we're doing
not even all of us.
So basically what we're
Yeah, not even every state does it.
So Dylan's stream, the Luigi Mansion.
Like Arizona, your parents aren't losing or gaining an hour.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion stream will end at 1 p.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, Arizona, New Mexico.
All right,
yes.
Just to make this. I shouldn't even brought it up because we're going to be
24-hour stream Friday, Saturday at 2 p.m. will end Sunday at 1 p.m. when we 24 hours. Yes.
Still, that's great because then you can just go right to watching the Jets game. And then
they are off.
Oh, they are off.
That's why.
Well,
that's why
he's you can go to bed.
That's why he's doing it. That's why he's doing it this weekend.
No, you know, I've done a 24-hour stream 2 p.m. to 2 p.m. I did one in, I believe, was it the start of September, Dak? It was like the beginning of September, right?
Yeah, something like that. You made me
Jets had a primetime game.
Thanks,
probably.
Dak. No. I did it, and I actually preferred it way more than the 8 p.m. to 8 p.m. that I used to do.
Yeah, 8 p.m. is terrible.
Because, like, 2 p.m.
You get through the night.
I also, 4 a.m. to 7 or 8 a.m., like, I'll take a nap. And then it's just... The final stretch, you know.
The final stretch is a lot shorter when
it's
you're going from, say, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Then 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yep, exactly. So we're going to see how many Luigi's Mansion games we can beat. I think we're going to beat like 2.5.
Really? That many?
Yeah. The first one is notoriously short. I know. I want to beat all of them, Dak, but I'm being realistic.
You gonna put anything on it?
No, because no, I don't. No.
Oh, Dill, did you get ZA yet?
I did not get ZA. I've heard mostly good things. Although Dak got into a little debate with someone earlier today, Cal, who is not a fan.
What are you doing? I'm totally interrupting this random thought. Cal, what are you doing between, like, do you think you have time to drive with me? We'll drive separate. To Pete and Elda's to do lunch tomorrow so we can do the pizza challenge, then go back to work?
I'll be in Newark.
All right. Worth a shot.
Ask Weir. He's never doing anything.
No, I think he went already, and honestly, I don't want to go with him.
Okay. So, Jesus Christ. All right. Dude,
lately, he just has rage bait like me so bad.
Are you still mad about fantasy football?
No, not even that. That pissed me off. But no, it was just the other day. Like, him trying to trade with me is a headache, dude. It's just everything. And then the other day, he was actually kind of nice. He goes, "So, you excited for your wedding?" I go, "Yeah." I'm like, and just even the way he was texting me, I'm like, dude, you're such a, like, how do you live life like the way you do? It's wild, man. I don't know.
He's life on chill mode.
He's a real cat. I love the guy. He's a character, but I don't need to. If I go to lunch with him, I'm gonna be stuck with. I want to go with someone like Cal. I can just eat and get out. You know.
And he knows, like, I'm gonna be like, all right, I gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know.
Yeah. No. Okay. I love it. All right, we're gonna get back to some supers.
While we're here,
Sean Gilbride just gifted one Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything membership to Colin Cleaves.
First gifted membership in like 2 months. Sean Gilbride, thank you so much. Now, Colin Cleaves, of course, is already in the Discord. Colin Cleaves is going to be standing. Oh, I can picture it now, man. We're going to be seated, the four of us, and Colin Cleaves is going to be standing probably over my back left shoulder, and we're going to be watching this big, beautiful, rectangular screen. And we are going to be watching Jump Festa. Colin Cleaves said it's always been a dream of his. It's always been a dream of his to come to Delaware. He has never actually been to the great state of Delaware. And when I told him I was moving to Delaware last year, he almost got emotional. He was like, "Man, I'm not only am I so happy for you, I'm so happy that I'll be able to celebrate Jump Festa in the first state. You know, it's the first state." Colin, cheers to you, man. And cheers to Sean Gilbride. Thank you so much, Sean. Greatly appreciate you, my man.
So, speaking of Sean Gilbride, he also donated a $5 super chat.
Okay.
And Sean, with a little bit of an update, he said, "A couple weeks ago, I went to a country-themed dance for special needs adults called Harvest Hoedown and had a blast." And then he said in parentheses, "Peep the pictures on my social."
Sean, first of all, thank you so much for the gifted membership. Thank you so much for the super chat. I absolutely love that. I think that is such a an awesome event, first of all. And I'm happy that you went, and I'm happy that you had a really great time. I will definitely be checking the pictures out on your Instagram. By the way, if anybody wants to follow me on Instagram, Yu-Gi-Oh_everything, please give me a follow. Anybody who follows me in the next like hour or so, I'll definitely follow back because I'll know that you came from the show. But Sean, follow.
So if you follow Dylan in the next hour, make sure you screenshot and send to me so I can confirm that he'll follow you back.
Yeah, you can even if I don't follow you and you want me to, you can
unfollow
even
unfollow and refollow.
Sure.
I'm doing it right now.
You're just going to make me have so much work to do when he's like, "Hey, by the way, can you get all these follow backs?"
Yeah, I'm literally going to send it to Dak. I'm like, "Here, here you go, Dak."
that's good. Sean, thank you so much. I also have always loved that name, Hoedown. That's always like such a cool name for like a dance, and that's a pretty common like dance themed event name.
Before we go to the next though, Dylan, I did want to just I made a Delaware comment today, and every time I think of the state now, obviously I have to bring you up in the equation. So my grandparents were over. This is in like the 7 minutes I had at home before I went from work to PT today.
Yeah.
And they were talking about houses and stuff or whatever. And I'm like, I was like, and they're like, "Yeah, it's only probably going to get worse." And I go, "Yeah, that commute from Delaware is starting to look a lot better right now to Newark 3 times a week. They all just started laughing. My grandpa's like, "Yeah, I did that when I had to work in Paris. You know, I'd fly to Paris for a few days and then I'd fly home." I'm like, "I don't know if that's the same thing."
No, actually, your situation would be easier. Man, I tell Ivrea.
But it'd be more expensive.
I tell Ivrea all the time, if any of you three moved to Delaware, you know, we'd be driving on the driveway and 5 minutes. Are we almost at the house? It's just a little further. We're about halfway on the driveway. Oh, you guys would live like kings out here, man. You would live like kings. It'd be unbelievable.
forgot your 7 mile driveway.
Yeah. No, it'd be our 7 mile driveway.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course. My God.
Yeah. I mean, I'm waiting for the email to my lawyer about the streamer house. I'm waiting for that contract to come in go over there.
Oh man, I do sometimes. Like, listen, I'm so grateful that I get to do this as my job. I mean, obviously, that in of itself is such a freaking blessing. And like, I'm also grateful that I have such a supportive community and that it's a smaller community, because I think that actually makes it like more closely knit. And sometimes in the large like YugiTubers that, you know, the MBTs, the Farfas of the world that are streaming to like 1, 2, 3,000 people, it's hard in chat, right? Chat, it's a totally different vibe in a stream where the chat is just nonstop. And sometimes even the chat when I'm streaming, you know, is a little too fast for me to like read and reply to every comment. But like, man, if I was in a situation where I was, you know, somehow this like really big streamer, dude, we would have made the streamer house a thing. I'm telling you. We absolutely would have. Absolutely.
The streamer house.
All three. I think all three of you guys have your own really good, unique flair. And by the way, that extends to Pete as well. That extends to Nick T. When it comes to streaming, and it's, you know, I think it's awesome. But of course, it's hard to stream. Streaming is not as easy, and I'm sure the three of you can confirm that as it might seem, you know.
Yes, it is definitely, it is fun, and there are days where it is so easy, but it is not easy.
Yeah,
there's
especially consistency with schedule and always having something to talk about and stuff like that. I mean, remember we were gonna buy that place up in Vermont that had the jail in the back. We're gonna turn them all into streamer setups.
There was a Zillow house that I'm probably Nick T found, because it just makes sense for Nick T to find a house
like
that.
It was like 90 grand,
and it was like a 6-bedroom home in Vermont, but it had a basement, and the basement was like an actual jail cell.
No, it was separate. It was a separate part of the property.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It had a basement that was weird. I remember there was like a weird basement. But out in the back, there was like a pool house type thing. And when you open the door, it was like three jail cells on either side.
Right.
It was. Yeah. Well, it's weird.
We were going to do it where like one of the point redemptions would have been like having to go into jail.
Stream from the jail cell. Yeah,
yeah, we would have had like a jail cam and everything. But you know, it just it just would have been ridiculous. Then there was another house, and this was like 5 years ago. This was before, like, honestly, Florida now is like expensive. Florida is really not cheap anymore, especially like the Orlando area and the suburbs of Orlando. But there was like an 8-bedroom, you know, 6-bath house that you
like
could rent. For like, and it was like $3,500 rent. And I was like, dude, we got 10 people in here. It's $350 a month. We can make streaming work. So there were times where we were flirting with the idea. But, you know, never
those
came
were
to
like
be.
Those were like the pre-COVID days. We were like, we could do this. Like,
Of course.
We were like, we could work like, you know, just small enough jobs that can keep us paying rent. And then we'll just stream and see if we can hit it big.
Yeah, do it for like a year or two, see what happens. Yeah, have a whole streamer house. Yeah, I mean, it would have been very fun. It would have been very fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not to send us on a tangent, but I did want to just mention that I brought Delaware up.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
We have a $6.66 super chat from ThatMan666.
The Devil Dono.
And that man said, next maze set got announced, and it's themed around Pump King and Call of the Haunted. Guess I'll wait next year for mask support or maybe Big Five support.
Let me say this, that man. I am fully on board. You know, after that message, the first part of it, I'll give you a nice fist bump for the mask support. I'm fine with that, Umber and Loomis. But the Big Five support, man, come on, man. We don't need Big Five support. But yes,
you don't
for
want
those
Five God Dragon support,
Five God Dragon is pretty. You know what? All right, maybe it's not as bad as the cards are cooler than the actual Big Five characters. But that being said, Pump King and Call of the Haunted stuff. I'll be doing a video on all the anime references and some references to the original manga that I've found and that some people have found as well. Shout out to X Slayer in the Discord. He posted some cool things. And I'll be doing a video tomorrow on the new Bones support. Bones is getting a rank 6 and a rank 7 Xyz monster for Pump King. And it's so funny because my mind is sick. and it instantly went to, man, when they do that DM reboot and Joey is dueling Bones in Duelist Kingdom, Bones is going to be busting out Xyz monsters on him, and it's going to be awesome. Oh, that's isn't it sick, dude? That's immediately where my mind goes. I want to see these new anime decks that get support. I want to see them animated so bad. I want to see it animated so freaking bad, man. But really cool that Bones is getting support. Very, very cool.
Yes.
Yes.
I love his Pump King. For those that don't, and that man, thank you again. For those that might not remember, the Pump King, the very first pumpkin contest that we had on this channel was carving the Pump King King of Ghost. That was the first, that, yeah. And then the second one was freestyle. And then from that point on, we did the pumpkin painting, which, of course, it's less messy. There's more creative flow to
it. Is that coming back next year? Can you confirm that?
The pumpkin painting, not only is it coming back next year, Cal, I can confirm it will be back every year moving forward.
Let's go!
Pumpkin painting will be back every year moving forward. You know, one day we might have like 20 competitors. Who knows? Who knows?
Okay. Be a lot, but...
It's all right. My cousin, I can see my cousin is here.
Your cousin's here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she complimented me. You know what? I heard I was very missed at the wedding a couple days ago. I was not able to make my cousin Tommy. He's in the fantasy football league. So shout out to Tommy. I couldn't make it.
Oh, Tommy got married. Congratulations.
He got married. Huge congrats to him. Yeah, the wedding was out in the old Zona, and I was not able to make it out there.
Oh, era of the Zona.
Just as I'm sure you boys can confirm, just way too much going on with the move and everything, and it was just
You're super busy, dude.
Yeah,
super busy.
Just wasn't gonna be able to work. But huge shout out to Tommy, awesome dude.
Oh, yeah.
And huge shout out to Sam. I did not go to Jets Bills with her this year, and I'm happy I didn't. I mean, what a disaster that game was.
Oh God, that would be rough.
But we're not here to talk about the Bills, please. I can't do it.
She's gonna.
No, well,
it's gonna happen.
We can't do it.
Well,
that man, thank you so much for the super chat. Do we have another super chat?
Yes, we got $5 Australian from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you.
And Kevin said, not sure if you guys are into bubble tea, bubble cup, boba tea, whatever you guys call it, but if you are, what is your go-to order?
I had a bubble tea once, and the balls in my mouth felt very uncomfortable. No, I'm not even kidding. I did not like the way that the bubble tea felt. And
Jack,
so...
Dylan, stop. Stop.
Jack, please flip that.
Like, I understand...
You know, you get what I'm saying.
No, I do, but I think we both can agree there's a better way to express.
That's going on Bill's soundboard under a random name.
Oh my God, yeah. Definitely better ways to express what you were experiencing and not make it sound.
Dredge, how would you say it?
The boba, the consistency and then the feel. Like, I'm a feel guy. The way something feels just wasn't for me.
Okay.
But see, it gets the point because you can imply it because it's not said. It doesn't sound as crazy. Like, you literally said, I don't like the way blah, blah, blah feels in my mouth.
I was trying to
like,
be
I don't
as
know what you're looking
I was
for.
Trying to honor Electric Kevin's super chat by being as
I don't think you
on
were.
The point as possible.
I really...
No, I was. Anyway, all that to say, I do not like bubble tea. That being said, my wife, Ivrea, huge fan of bubble tea, but I don't like it.
The texture. That's the word.
The texture of the stuff. Yes.
I've never had it.
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I'm not a boba tea. I do not like boba.
I just never really liked the way that it looked, to be honest. It didn't entice me at all.
So I'm assuming Samantha Shorts, I'm assuming Big Country 219, and I'm assuming J-Cat Boys are all together. But I don't recognize the other two names. Obviously, Samantha's my cousin. But, you know, Cal, I mean, you're getting some hype in the chat.
I'm getting some love.
Which, by the way, that's nothing new for you. I mean, you're used to that, you know?
What, getting some love?
Getting some love from the chat. The Cal fangirls always, always showing out. I don't know them. I don't know if I trust my cousin.
I don't trust
because
her.
Because she's got that same, really my whole family does, that same troll instinct that I have, that, you know, my brother has. It really does run.
Yeah,
my brother is probably better than me. I'm in bed playing my. Definitely don't believe that. No way. That's true. So yeah. Don't now. Now everything she's saying is BS. Anyway, Yeah, no, Kevin, thank you so much. But yeah, not a fan. Dak, are you a fan of the boba, dude?
No, not really. I've had it, I think, once. Carrie got it, and I tried it, and it was, I mean,
that was exactly yeah, it was weird. My experience. Does Carrie weird, like it? Does your wife like it?
I don't think she's had it again.
Okay, okay.
I'm aware of.
Yeah.
But yeah, wait, I don't think she's been on it either.
I think, wait. What the hell? These three, yeah, the three of them are definitely together. Just by they, that's the same message from Sam and J-Cat.
No, of course they're together. I just yeah. don't know if I, and maybe I know the other two, but I'm not. The only one of Sam's friends that I really know is the friend who went to Jets Bills, who was actually very, very nice and chill. But I don't know if that's one of them. But anyway, Dark Ember, so Kevin, thank you so much for the donation. Dark Ember J, thank you for the $2 donation. Lately, I've been playing Dark Souls 3. I gotta say, fun game. Have any of you played it or any other video games you've been playing lately? Yeah, Dark Souls 3, I platinumed Dark Souls 3. I remember staying up until 4 a.m. at my old college dorm in Montclair and playing it as soon as it dropped. Same with the DLC that came out, Ashes of Arendelle, I believe that was the name of the DLC. Dark Souls 3... very fun game, the best Dark Souls game, but to me by a pretty wide margin. I'm really not the biggest fan of Dark Souls and Dark Souls 2. I did beat Nameless King, yeah, who's the hardest boss in the base game of Dark Souls 3, but there's two DLC bosses, I would say, that are actually harder than Nameless King. But yeah, Dark Souls 3, very fun game, but I do rate Bloodborne and Lies of P higher than Dark Souls 3. But Dak, you're probably the only other person that maybe has played it, right?
Yeah. I was doing a playthrough recently, not a full playthrough, but just kind of a passive, you know, here and there when mm-hmm. I wanted to play a little bit of Souls over the past like year or so, slow, you know, kind of slow playing every now and then. And I mean, it's still fun, you know, it's still enjoyable. Definitely. I mean, I fully agree with what you said there. It's the best of the Dark Souls kind of trilogy, I guess you could say, but definitely below Bloodborne and below Lies of P for me too.
Yeah, but it is a, but above Dark Souls 2 and Dark Souls 1, right?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Dark Ember J, thank you so much for the $2 donation. We do have a $7 super chat from Axel Hero. Cal, would you like to read that one?
Sure. Yes, we got seven Canadian dollars from Axel Hero and said, based on the first trailer of Chronicles we had, what lore do you all want to see after Charmers? Also, who wins between Quattro versus Arc 5 Kaito?
Well, listen, Axel Hero, thank you so much for the very generous super chat. And it's a really, really good question. For me, it's the blue and the pink Cybers girl. Why can't I remember the archetype, Dak? The Link 2 monsters, the VTubers.
Marincis?
Oh, the no. I know who exactly. The Live Twins?
Live Twins. Yeah, I was totally blanking.
Live Twins.
Yes. I would like to see Live Twins lore. I think that would actually be pretty cool, learning a little bit more about those characters in and out of the virtual world. And I feel like that's something that is pretty like legitimate now, right? With a lot of the most popular streamers being VTubers, not knowing who a lot of the VTubers are, what they actually look like. And like, it's very easy. It's something that I wish Yu-Gi-Oh! Brains tackled a little bit more, where you can be one person in your real life, but then when you turn that camera on, you become a VTuber, you're a totally different person. And then balancing like that celebrity life versus your actual self not really being a well-known person is I think really, really fascinating. So I would like to see Live Twin. I don't know if any of you guys have any lore picks from either that first trailer or anything that you'd want to see come to life.
I mean, definitely there's a lot of them out there. I'm trying to think of ones from the first trailer that I like have to see, you know, or would really, really.
Yeah, there was Blue like Eyes. There was Melodious. I mean, Six Samurai. I mean,
like Six Samurai would, I think, could be pretty cool. There's a lot of different kind of variation with them. I mean, Blue Eyes. I mean, I love Blue Eyes. I love Dark Magician, but you know, those have, I feel like, have been touched on enough that they can like sit a little while, and you know, we can give some light to some of these other ones that, you know, we don't just ever see. Like, you know, you could easily do something with, like, you know, I don't know, Morphtronics, you know, for example, or like here, I mean, obviously Heroes get a lot in GX, but like, you know, they have a bunch of different new ones with them. You have, you know, a Noble Knights, you know, like there's so many different kinds that, like, you know, we could easily touch on that you don't really see a lot of support and attention for that, that I think could be a lot of fun that they just didn't even showcase in that kind of trailer that would be interesting.
Yeah, no, definitely agree. And then, I don't know, Dredge and Cal, if you guys have any picks.
The Toon World.
Sure. I mean, that'd be an interesting... So, by the way, those monsters in the DM anime are always so, like, animated. And what I mean by that is they do such a great job, like, showing those toon monsters to have, like, distinct and fun emotions and playful, yeah, like, emotions and reactions. I think an anime based around them would be pretty cool. Dredge, anything come to mind?
The Raid Raptor cards have interested me since I started playing them, so that'd be something
yeah,
cool with that.
No, I love that. Yeah, cool picks. And then also, who wins between Quattro and Arc 5 Kaito? So Axel Hero going the Electric Kevin route. Love that. Me and Dak are the only ones that can answer this. Zexal versus Arc 5, and a variant character that stems from Zexal. Arc 5 Kaito, to me, certainly not nearly as good as regular Kaito, but that being said, I still would give him the edge against Quattro, yeah, personally.
That's pretty much about, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, other than losing to, really losing to Dark, I mean, I can't remember really any other loss, you know, for him. He kind of came in and just took everything by storm.
Yeah, like, no, he racked up the wins in Arc 5, right? Like, he beat Dennis, he beat, he just beat a lot of characters. He beat Shun. Yep. The problem with Quattro, and I know Axel here is a huge Quattro defender, and I love Quattro as a character. He's a top 10 character in Yu-Gi-Oh! Zexal for me.
Yep.
But the problem with Quattro when it comes to, like, dueling and how good of a duelist he is he's only won one single duel, and that was against really two scrubs, right? I mean, you know, Bronk isn't, like, awful, but I wouldn't consider him, like, an elite caliber duelist by any means. And the other guy is a fool. So, you know, in Caswell. So, like, sure, you give him a little bit of props because it was a 2-on-1 duel. But that was the only duel he won. So, you know, that's the issue that I have with Quattro. When it comes to, like, duel comparisons.
He was great, but he got kind of sidelined by the story more.
Right, and then listen, sometimes you have, right, a lot of really, really tough opponents, and he had a lot of tough opponents, right? I mean, Shark was his main rival. Shark's a really tough duelist. So, like, yeah, he had a lot of tough matchups, and you know, wasn't really meant to be in the winning category all that much. So yeah, I'll go Arc 5 Kaito. The gap is certainly not as big as if it was Quattro versus Zexal Kaito, because then it's like laughable. But making it Arc 5 Kaito, it's certainly a bit of a debate, but I'll still go Arc 5 Kite. But nice. Axel Hero, thank you so much, my friend. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. Do we have any other super chats or donations?
We did get one more. It's a $5 Australian from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
And speaking of the Electric Kevin route, as you said, who do you all would think would win in a duel between Shark and Soulburner?
Oh, God.
The answer is Soulburner for me. I don't even know.
It's got to be Soulburner. I mean, I feel like just from what I've heard about Shark, this is definitely not an easy one to pick.
No, it's not. They're both really good.
No, I mean, personally, but I probably would give it to Soulburner too, though. Honestly, as much as I like both of them, I think he would edge it out a little bit.
Again, the problem is like Soulburner never facing Yusaku. I would have loved to see that. Oh man.
Well, and I know this is, you know, not, it's not really canon. Although you maybe could,
Duel Links canon.
Right, Duel Links continued the story, and in that canon, Soulburner does defeat Playmaker.
Yeah.
I guess in the canon, right?
But that's right. There's a lot of people that have debate. Right. You know, it is obviously like an official Konami game and product, and it does directly continue that storyline. But if somebody said to me like, oh, no, please, you can't count that, I wouldn't really be offended. And honestly, I probably don't count that. But if you wanted to, I think it's a fair argument you could make.
I'm gonna take Shark only because I feel like, I just think Soulburner's strategy, at least without like support cards, if we're going anime deck, it was get Salamangreat Heat Leo, reincarnate summon with Salem Great Sanctuary or bring out Phoenix. Those were his two plays. And I just think Shark's gonna have a lot more to deal with.
I don't need that ritual.
Yeah, okay. He brought it out what, once? Like, but even then, I'd still argue Shark had. And again, I don't know Shark, so I'm just saying I believe Shark has more plays than the arguably three will give you the ritual that Soulbrenner has personally.
Dude, but. Shark, when he was, you know, who he was by the end of the show, man. I mean, Dak, dude, he was a.
I got
force.
Shark. Yeah, I'll take Shark.
But I am gonna go. I am gonna go Soulburner. I am gonna go Soulburner. You know, but it's tough. I mean, I think if they're not, you know, both in my top 10 strongest duelists, Soulburner certainly is. I think Shark is right outside of it. Sometimes I don't always go by my own rankings because I think of the specific matchups, and you know, sometimes yeah. I think there's, you know, it's not like, oh, I have him 45, I have her 48, so he beats her every, you know. There's still some creative liberties in the one-on-ones. But I'm going to go Soulburner, but man, it is really, really close. That's another good hypothetical. I mean, we've gotten a lot of really good hypotheticals from Electric Kevin. That's a really, really close one. And again, Dredger's seen a little bit of Zexal. Calibur has not seen Zexal. But Dredger impressed.
I know Soulburner's a force. So.
Soulburner's a force, but you know Shark is a force too, dude. I mean, he is.
From the spoilers I've seen of Shark, it's terrifying what he can do.
Sure,
like, it's crazy.
Sure.
So, and like Soulburner never terrified me. The only duel like I was really like Soulburner was the Soulburner Revolver duel. I thought Soulburner was his best duel. Obviously, I think Dylan. I think he's even said that duel was ridiculous.
I think that duel might be. It might be the greatest spin-off duel ever. It might be. You know, not counting the DM.
Fantastic.
I do have Shun Sora above it, but like that is absolutely of all time to me, definitely top five, maybe as high as three. You know, that is such a phenomenal duel. It's such a phenomenal duel. The result being a little bit of a shock. Such a good duel. And so, yeah, that was Soulburner's like wow moment of the show. It really was. Yeah, we would have loved to see Soulburner Playmaker. You're not wrong about that, Dredge. Absolutely. And we kind of did in Duel Links, which is cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, great questions. Kevin, thank you for the super chat. I don't think we really have much more to kind of go over here. I mean, we talked about the episode. You know, so we're probably going to be wrapping things up soon. I do want to reiterate that, man. Thank you so much for the super chat. We're going to read that in one moment. I do want to reiterate that starting after November, we are only going to be doing the Chronicles Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Once per anthology. So we will do one final episode in November. When the Charmer starts in December, we are only going to do one episode for the Charmers, and that's going to be at March, and that will encapsulate the entire Charmers anthology. 4 months, it'll probably be around 20, 25 minutes. It'll probably be around what a normal Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime episode is, so that kind of works out perfectly. But a couple of reasons we've done that, there just has not been as much of a viewing interest from my audience for this product, which is totally okay. I just think that, you know, we could maybe entertain more people and more people would be interested in more frequent Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Shows and more frequent, you know, After Darks. But that said, I am cooking up an idea that might start in 2026, depending on what happens at Jump Festa. But just wanted to reiterate that update. Cal, do you want to read the last super chat that we got here? And a huge thank you to that man.
Sure. That man 666 with the $6.66 said Halloween themed question. Which horror character would you have dinner with? And then the caveat is after dinner, they have to kill someone you love.
I don't even like... What a weird question.
Well, it is weird. It is a creative question. I
might miss dinner.
Yeah, there's. I will start by saying this.
I don't think I'm going.
There's no Halloween character that I would take that deal for.
Yeah, no.
So, but I guess in that way, no matter what, somebody that I love has to die, right? So that's part of that question. So that being said, I'm basically just picking my favorite horror character because what's the point of not picking my favorite one if it does? Like the end result is the same no matter what. So, like, that hypothetical doesn't necessarily change the first part of the question for me because it is what it is. Here's the problem, though. I'm going on this long, like, ranty, you know, pre-monologue to answering the question. I'm not a horror fan at all. And, you know, Dak is laughing because he knows what I was going to say. There's no horror character that's necessarily coming to my mind. So I will think about it. But, Dak, you're definitely waiting. You know what? Lady D.
I knew you were going to go for
Lady D.
Dude, what
a freaking go. Lady D. I'm still not really happy about the second part of that.
I don't mind if you want me to go.
I'm going to go Lady D from Resident Evil. Yeah, Judge, what about you?
I have Jennifer Check from Jennifer's Body. She's a horror. She's a main antagonist.
No, you're not wrong, but we are taking the question. Our answers to this.
That's a poll of all polls.
Yeah, our answer to the questions, dude. It's not a great look, but, you know, it is what it is.
No, that's the right. If I'm going to go out, it's going to be worthwhile.
Judge, make that a
deal. But you're not going out. Caliber, look up Lady D. Look up Lady D from Resident Evil.
Wait, no, actually, Dill, no, I should have picked from Liza P. What's her name?
Oh, dude, that woman from Liza.
What's her name?
I can't remember her name, dude, but she was something. The electric girl.
Yeah.
Is it Liza?
The one 18 hours before we make a video on.
She's very tall.
She's like the Mitsuko of Resident Evil.
Dude, imagine Laxassia.
Oh, that's not who I was thinking. I was actually thinking of the puppeteer.
DLC girl.
Yeah, I was thinking of the DLC girl.
Oh, hell yeah, her too.
I can't remember her name either, but
it's I'm blanking on it too. I can fully picture.
Is that a horror character technically?
I think Liza P is horror enough.
I would argue Liza.
Dude, that girl was so attractive that Nick T came to my Twitch stream. The only time he's come to my Twitch stream all year because of her. Can you believe that?
Yeah, well, what are you gonna do?
I mean,
well,
dude.
Then, like, would Melania count?
Marconia.
Is that it?
Marconia, yes. Woo! Let me tell you. I'm still going to stick with Lady D, but yeah, she's a good pick.
Marconia was some.
I might be having dinner with Dredge. It might be dinner for three.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Yeah, that's taken. You got to get your own now.
Dak, who are you picking? Can you pick can you pick, like, a non-gooner answer?
Of course.
Yeah. yeah. For a non-gooner answer, I'll pick good old Ghostface.
Classic. Oh, Scream, right? Scream?
Yes.
Yeah.
Scream.
Ghostface, Scream.
Classic. What if Ghostface took off the mask and it was my brother?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't surprise you. You ready to play D&D?
Wouldn't surprise me.
He wants to be part of your D&D stream, man.
I told Carrie about that, and she said if it ever lines up.
Well, dude, I swear to God, if I turn your stream on one day and my brother is just at the table.
Dude, I'm telling you, it would be so funny.
No, it would be. It would be. Man, that would be unbelievable. Oh, wild. Janeth, thank you for the $2 Canadian super chat. Not Lady Maria, damn. You know, it's funny because Lady Maria obviously is from a horror-esque game in Bloodborne. But yep. Lady Maria, like, it's weird because, like, I don't consider her like a horror character. Like she, I felt was actually a very sympathetic lady, you know, Lady Maria though, man, I'll tell you something. What a fight. What music, dude. Like you have the orchestra playing and then you have like, I love when the boss music, they have like the, I don't know what to call it. I always call it church music, but like the singers, oh, you know, as the big orchestra is going. Oh, dude, what a fight. She I think, has my favorite boss theme from any Souls, Lies of P, any game, any Souls-like game, Lady Maria's theme.
Oh, she's actually kind of who my current D&D character is actually loosely based off of.
I love that, dude. I love that. That's actually, I did not know that. That's really cool. That's the cool thing about, like, D&D, because you can just, like, you know, it's your own world, right? You can do whatever you want.
Yep.
And there is something, I've never played D&D, but that there is something very cool about that. All right, listen, I think you guys are all incredible. I want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in Everybody who watched, a lot of donations. So everybody who donated, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much it helps me out, allows me to do these podcasts, allows me to stream as much as I can, make videos as frequently as I do, and just allow me to do what I love. So for that, thank you so much. I am going to allow these boys to promote whatever might be going on in their life. For Nick T, check out Nameling NJ. I'm sure he's working on music still. And check out Pete, Clueless Gamers YouTube, the First and 10 podcast on his YouTube channel. Both of those should be linked below and in the description. I'm going to let Cal start. We'll go to Dredge, and then we'll go to Dak. Cal, what's going on in the world of Cal Breezy, a.k.a. Calzone?
Nothing too crazy going on. I mean, it's twitch.tv/CalBreezy if you want to follow. I haven't streamed in a while. But I did get a notification on my phone that there was a $4,500 price cut on a house in Delaware. So I may have to take a look at that after the stream, Dill, so I can...
By the way, I did see that the Fed cut interest rates again. So the 30-year might also get lower. Why don't we all come to Delaware, man? Come on. Come on, man. Come on. All right.
I just thought it was funny because it popped up. Like, my phone was just sitting on the desk, and I'm like, you have to be kidding.
Listen, dude, I keep getting Zillow emails for Delaware houses.
Yeah, I get them because Dylan was sending me stuff, and he's like, dude, just look at the size of this, and you could afford it, and we could be neighbors, and like all this stuff.
I'm desperately trying with everyone, man. I
mean, if anyone really has a chance, it's Calibro, like, if we're being honest. So
I genuinely believe. Definitely. Maybe I'm a fool.
It would put you like more in between you and your sister. So you could argue that you're like in between the family and you wouldn't be stuck at home. You're closer to M. You're close to everyone, place. Literally.
Yeah, but
everyone's south.
I don't know. I feel like it would be harder for me.
You're single. Like,
it would be
so
harder
that.
For me to find someone, I think, in Delaware.
I don't
think
agree.
It would, dude. You're an hour away from Baltimore. Stroll Baltimore, dude. Like,
it's not even that. I'm not. We're not going to have this comment. We're not going to have this on this stream. But I don't think that's the issue. Yeah, I got nothing going on. Let's go over to Dak.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still putting it like in.
Dak wasn't ready for it. Oh, man.
Nope, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting just to throw it. Usually,
I got nothing going on, bro.
Going
what
on.
Are you like, dude,
still,
I,
usually, you're like, that's I'm here.
Life's busy, man. I got no time.
Hey,
got
that's
none.
Fine.
We love you, Judge.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Gee, what are we doing here?
But yeah, no, I still stream over on a twitch.tv/DakFTW. I'm pushing right past it. And just started Kingdom Hearts 3 finally the other day, so that's been a blast so far. We're doing D&D every couple weeks or so, and we just finished Silent Hill F, which was one of the weirdest games of my life. They got to start the Digimon game soon, and we're doing Pokemon ZA right now as well. Anything else we're doing? I don't remember. Wu Chang, that's it. We're still doing that.
Wu-Chang.
The gang. Yeah, Wu-Chang Fallen Feathers, the, I don't even have a good word for it, the, gooner game of,
yeah.
Dark Souls.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Every time I've tuned in, dude, it's been
the Souls. Dude, how many times do you tune in when I'm showing somebody the outfits? Because that's the
Well,
craziest
you know what?
Thing.
I've got to call him out.
The gear I find is a pair of underpants.
Can I call him out? Delayed on MTA, dude. I'm not, you know, that's all I have to say. He is unbelievable with these outfits. He loves inspecting these outfits. It's unbelievable.
Delayed's got some issues.
Shout out to Delayed. Love Delayed. But
no, I love him. Salt to the earth, that guy.
Oh, man. He's too funny. All right. Please follow these boys, Dak, Cal, Dredge, Pete, and Nick T as well. Thank you guys all so much. This is going to wrap up episode 7 of The Chronicles, Kit and Kabuti. Thank you all so much for watching. I will talk to you later. We're live tomorrow with Master Duel and the DM Watch Along continuing and video on the Bone Support as well. Check out the videos from today and yesterday if you haven't already. Thank you guys so much, and I hope you have an amazing day. Take care, guys. Have a great night. Thank you.